Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have some major breaking news. CNN just got an exclusive interview with Epstein's ex-girlfriend and a Trump accuser. This is Stacey Williams. She alleges that Trump groped her in front of Epstein decades ago, and now she's on CNN to substantiate it and tell her side of the story. I want to break down everything that's happened over the past few hours from start to finish. I went to go grab some food with friends, and while I'm there, Trump drops a huge lawsuit, so I come back and I'm like, let's rip this. It starts here. Donald Trump posted, breaking news. We have just filed a powerhouse lawsuit against everyone involved in publishing the false, malicious, defamatory, fake news article in the useless rag that is the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to stop right there and tell you that Trump is simply just posturing. The Wall Street Journal has a lot of mechanisms in place to make sure that all of their stories, especially stories like this, are vetted by lawyers, professionals, career vets, to make sure that the notoriously litigious president doesn't immediately sue them. Well, Donald Trump immediately sued, not because he has some sort of basis for his argument, but simply because he wants to posture for the MAGA fan base. A lot of the MAGA fan base are eating this up, saying, yeah, you go, girl. You attack the mainstream media. You sue them. But what he's doing is just, this is the actual hoax right here. The historic legal action is being brought against the so-called authors of this defamation, the now fully disgraced Wall Street Journal, as well as its corporate owners and affiliates, with Rupert Murdoch and Robert Thompson at the top of the list. The thing is, the biggest defamation lawsuit ever settled, was with Fox News and Dominion, $767 million, roughly. This one would be $10 billion. Trump is asking for $10 billion. It is absurd. He then says, we have proudly held to account ABC and George Slapidopoulos, CBS and 60 Minutes, the fake Pulitzer Prizes, and many others who deal with pushing disgusting lies and fraud. This is Donald Trump, the president of the United States, flexing at how he was able to use the executive branch to suppress dissent. I just want to use this opportunity to say, the Adam Mockler channel on YouTube, we have nobody else that makes decisions other than me. I could make a video shirtless if I wanted to, saying whatever the hell I wanted. I'm not going to do that because I like to report the news, but there's no other person putting their thumb on this. It's just me. No outside investors. It's just us. So thank you guys. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. And again, thank you for allowing me to be independent. I could not do it without you. We built something amazing here, and I'm greatly appreciative. But to continue here, this reads, we have proudly held to account ABC and George Slapidopoulos, CBS and 60 Minutes, the fake Pulitzer Prizes, and more. This lawsuit is filed not only on behalf of your favorite president, me, he puts in all caps, but also in order to continue standing up for all Americans. By all Americans, do you mean Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and maybe Prince Andrews, who's not American? But is that what you mean, Trump? Like, who are you standing up for other than yourself and that little book you wrote, or the little letter you wrote to Jeffrey Epstein? Here is Donald Trump just storming off today when asked about the Epstein.
Mr. President, why not go further than just unsealing this?
Mr. President, did you send that letter?
Bro just walks away. He acts like he can't hear them. We know you can hear them. We also had news that Attorney General Pam Bondi is now formally filing a court motion to unseal the grand jury testimony. But don't fall for this. This is after weeks of denial, after weeks of saying the files were a hoax, and after firing the prosecutor who helped convict Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, under pressure, they're offering a sliver of transcripts. But let's be clear, this does not include the client list, the flight logs, the emails, the 302s. This isn't the vault. Unseal the rest. We're not done. This is not what they promised. They promised a list of some sort. Now they're just going to unseal the grand jury transcripts and act like that's what people asked for. It's not. This brings me to the main story. I just wanted to run through some news, but Epstein's ex-girlfriend, Stacey Williams, just gave an interview with CNN, and I want to play this clip of her being asked, how did Epstein talk about Donald Trump?
And how did Epstein talk about Trump? Sort of what was the quality of those anecdotes and how he described him?
There was a time when he mentioned that he had to check in on him because he was unwell and very upset about something that had happened. I remember because he was late to pick me up and he was explaining why he was late. They were just, you know, it was such a long time ago, but it was just part of, that was his bro, that was his wingman. It was clearly, I'd hear about Gilan and I'd hear about Jeffrey. And I met Gilan in his house. She would come wafting in and out the home in New York. So he was clearly just someone that he talked about all the time. And again, you know, I met Jeffrey the second time and we started dating based on the reintroduction that happened at the Plaza Hotel at a Christmas party in 1992 that Donald Trump threw. And they were very, very close.
You heard it right there. That was his bro. That was his wingman. If Donald Trump was Jeffrey Epstein's wingman, I don't even want to think about what happens next. And just to remind you, Stacey Williams is the one who partook in this Guardian article about 8 months back. It reads, Donald Trump groped me in what felt like a, quote, twisted game with Jeffrey Epstein, former model alleges. Stacey Williams says the ex-president, whose spokesperson denied the allegations, touched her in an unwanted sexual way in 1993 after Epstein introduced them. It is so patently clear what Donald Trump's MO is. This dude was best friends with a known predator. He bought Miss Teen USA, Miss Teen Universe, and other beauty pageants in one swoop, so he was able to go in and perv on girls in the dressing room. He admitted this on camera. He also admitted he grabs women by the you-know-what. Then when he was asked about that in a deposition afterwards, he said, yeah, stars are allowed to do it. He just over and over and over admits the type of vile human being he is. And with that being said, Americans still somehow voted for him. A former model who says she met Donald Trump through the late sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein has accused the former president of groping and sexually touching her in an incident in Trump Tower in 1993 in what she believed was a twisted game between the two men. Remember, Epstein also said in a recording that Donald Trump had a proclivity to cuck his friends. He had a cuckold fetish. Donald Trump likes to play a twisted game where he cucks his friends. Epstein admitted this. Stacey Williams, who worked as a professional model in the 1990s, said she first met Trump in 1992 at a Christmas party after being introduced to him by Epstein, who she believed was a good friend of the then New York real estate developer. Williams said Epstein was interested in her, and the two casually dated for a few months. It became very clear that he and Donald were really, really good friends and spent a lot of time together. The alleged groping occurred in Trump Tower in 1993. Epstein was later convicted on sex offenses, so we know how that ended. He killed himself in prison, thankfully. I'm going to leave it there. Once again, thank you for watching. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Remember, the Chris and Adam Show is going live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. Be there, be square. And once again, yeah, thank you guys for everything. We are truly independent, and we will continue to be because of what we have all built together. So I'll see you all later, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.